Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I'm Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with the hours needed to master something. Did you know that 10,000 hours of practice is what is needed to master something? I'm sure most of us know that Malcolm Gladwell wrote about the 10,000-hour rule in his book, The Outliers. He looked at the best in various fields and realized that it took about 10,000 hours of practice to become world level or a master at something. The idea is now so overused and taken out of context all the time because it sounds so appealing and simple. And I'm sure you've had friends who would have quoted this idea 10,000 times. In the process, many scientists rushed to prove it and disprove it. The truth is that just 10,000 hours doesn't make someone a master. We may drive for 10,000 hours in just a few years, but that doesn't make us the best drivers in the world, although I bet that we all think that we are. We are breathing for every single day of our life, minute by minute, but that does not make us breathing experts. In fact, most of us suck at it, pun intended. The key word that Malcolm talks about is deliberate practice. Just showing up is not enough to become an expert. It is a mixture of time, intention, knowledge, plus action. It is this mix that I believe leads to world-class expertise. Now, why am I saying all this? Does it mean that all of us have to become experts at something? World-class at something? No. I believe that not all of us want or need to be the best in the world. But I do believe that we should become bloody good at a few things. As your habit coach, I want you to develop expertise and not become an expert. Why is this distinction so important? Expertise is easier to gain than becoming an expert. You can gain expertise in various fields or in different areas of life, while you may become an expert only in one. Being an expert or a master at something puts you in a box. It pigeonholes you. However, when you gain expertise in different things, it makes you a more whole, rounded person. Life becomes easier because now you have different streams of knowledge to pull information from. I also think you become more interesting. You have different things to talk about. You can take care of yourself better. And if you choose the right kind of things to do, it is a very good life skill. Scientists now believe that you need about 45 hours of deliberate practice and well-planned practice to become pretty good at something. That's about 45 days of doing something for 1 hour a day, which if you think about it, is not much. In a month and a half, you can become pretty good at something if you just practiced it. Before I started Awesome 180, the habit coaching business, I used to spend time studying and reading on various topics on health and nutrition. I spent time with experts in the fields to learn about it. It was guided, deliberate practice. Now, every month or so, I pick something new, interesting to learn. I was learning how to pick locks, so I bought a lock picking kit and learned from YouTube. I'm not an expert at it, but I can open a padlock easily now. Then I wanted to learn a musical instrument. So this month, I bought a ukulele. It's a tiny little guitar with a very sweet sound. In fact, it's the music that plays at the start of every single episode of the Habit Coach podcast. I'm learning the basics of this and could possibly take it along with me on my next trek. Then, for the future, I'm learning archery since I love target sports and I learned rifle shooting as a kid. As I said, I'm not world class in any of these, but I am pretty good. What these various expertise teach me is principles for life. Or skills needed for life, or just interesting learnings to talk about. All I do is practice for about 1 hour each day with intention. So your simple habit to developing expertise is to find something interesting. Cooking, gardening, camping, origami, painting, anything under the sun. Next, schedule 1 hour every day to practice it and become better and better at it. The first week will be frustrating. It always is when you start something new. Within a month, you'll have blown past what you'd expected. Develop a lot of these expertise through life and become more interesting. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashtin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.